Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. And I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. Let's go. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We've been talking about creating with God in blood covenant from the very beginning. And we're on episode number 4 of this particular series. And it's designed to help disciples of God's Word purposefully study the elements of blood covenant so that they can learn to create with God. So I want to take this time to say, welcome. Well, the earth was without form and void. We learned from our previous lessons that in the beginning God created. The word beginning means to move the thoughts, to shake the head as one, because God means Elohim or the Trinity, a covenant God. And as they begin to move the thoughts together of desire, they begin to create, which means to shape, to form, to cut, and exchange liquids. That's vital to understand in order to make one. These liquids are the witness of God, 1 John 5. These witnesses that God uses are three, yet they're one and they agree. Blood, water, spirit on earth. So here we see the earth was without form, the earth was without shape, the earth was void, and darkness was there. Why? Because it had not yet been made one in blood covenant. Blood is the needle and thread, so to speak, that ties everything together as one. And out of that blood comes life. Blood is what creates in secret. Blood is what designs in secret. Blood is what takes something and takes nothing, I should say, and make it into something. And out of that, of what is created in blood, water comes out to reveal the image of what was created. That's why blood bears the record. Blood testifies. Blood records what is shaped. Blood records what is created. Blood records the design. Yet water reflects the image. And it's there that in the image it's given life by the Father through the Holy Spirit, only through blood. And the Spirit takes of the Father through blood to reveal what the Father desired to give by water. And the Spirit takes of the Father and gives to us through the Son. And the Spirit takes from the Son to reveal to us the Father through blood. So water is like a needle and thread. It testifies of what is recorded. It testifies of what is made one, and water is life that's in the blood. Life reveals what is made in secret by the Spirit. Isn't that good? So the Spirit moves upon the face of the waters. Notice it says Spirit of God, or Elohim, God. There's that word again. Covenant God, the Spirit of God. Moving means to fertilize. Moving means to not only fertilize, but release the elements of blood covenant. The earth was without shape. The earth was without form. And here, the Spirit of God began to release the elements of blood, the elements of water, in order to be released into the earth through the waters, the face of the waters. Why? To bring it to a place of rest. And where there's no rest, there's no one being made one in blood covenant. So moved is to release. Upon the face of the waters. Notice the word face. It's very interesting. I love the word spirit. We touched a little bit on it in our episode 3. It means, yes, breath, yes, nostrils, yes, the Hebrew word ruach, but breath cuts. Breath paves the way. Where there's breath, there's an opening of what was created in secret to be free, to be revealed in open. That's why breath means to huff, breath means to puff. It not only means to cut, but breath means to bring up and join together as one. Think about your hand reaching for something, picking it up and bringing it to yourself. That's what breath does. So when you breathe upon something, that's what it means to move upon. Yet when you breathe in something, you pick up what you desire and bring it into yourself and make it one in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit. But each person of the Godhead has a different work. When they pick it up and draw it into themselves, the Father reveals the Son. He creates. Yet the Son reveals the Father. The Son creates. Yet the Holy Spirit takes of the Father and gives through breath to the disciple through Jesus. Everybody has a work. And when the disciple acknowledges their place of being one in God through blood covenant, they've been shaped in blood. They have been formed in blood, and they've been created in blood. But it's the breath of the Father by the Spirit who takes what is created in blood and brings it out into the waters through Jesus. Everything that God made in the waters, we see later in the chapter, that's when he spoke, but not just yet. The Godhead and the disciple are creating together through breath, cutting, shaping, forming, being one together in thought, moving upon, cutting, revealing, pulling into, shaping through blood covenant. And this type of creating is the true spirit of prophecy. It is the executive administrative power of God. It's how the manifest Shekinah glory is revealed. Somebody said, how does breath cut? When you breathe upon something, it makes way for what you breathe upon to receive life through the elements of blood covenant. And when you breathe it in, you are making one. So breath shapes, breath forms in the elements of blood covenant. Isn't that good? I love that. So when we read the scriptures that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, we see the waters represent the waters in the earth. And it's these waters in the earth, it's literally designed to be under your feet, but the waters in the earth is what you're creating on earth as it is in heaven. And this word ruach is described to be like a horse. Very profound. Jesus is returning on a horse. So a horse huffs, a horse puffs, a horse moves quickly. The church is described as a horse. And this ruach word represents delight. That's why often when you create with God and you delight in God through Jesus, through breath, sometimes you will find yourself breathing hard just because you delight in God with passion. And yet there's a time when you think about all scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, is God breathed? Think about every scripture that you read in God's holy word is being breathed upon and into to be made one through the elements of blood covenant. That's a lot of work. 66 books in the Bible. And all of them are cut through blood covenant, through blood, out of the blood, through the word, through the water, by the Spirit. So when we talk about blood covenant and we talk about how the Spirit moved upon the face of the earth, I hope these few illustrations I gave you from the Hebrew help describe to you the work that takes to create before it is spoken into being. That's why there's opportunity to be still and create before you speak it. And we haven't even got into that part yet. But today we're out of time already. I just wanted to say thank you for listening in today and subscribing to these same places. And if you want to learn more, then I have a Google Classroom where I teach foundations and also advanced. We want to invite you to be part of that as well. Just write us, message us wherever you're hearing this podcast, and we will give you some information that we know will bless your day. Well, thanks for being part of today's episode. Be sure to listen in next time around as we steal away in the secret place. I'm Sister Laura. Amen.